community seating that you want to have an NSC. Before we launch another round over there. He's pressing very hard to do this immediately. I think it's essential that we wait until Henry gets back so you can assess where we're going, what kind of leverage we'll have, if any, with the Soviets and what.
Why don't you just set it up so we can get Cisco and so when he's going out there. I would like not to have a confrontation about it with him right now. But if he wants Cisco to go this weekend, is that the problem?
Well, he wants him to go on the 12th. As a matter of fact, the Israeli ambassador called very upset yesterday that he had already been approached by Cisco to go.
Well, why don't we ask him to...
Then he will be back on the 14th, sir.
Well, Tom, I'm going to get a feel.
asked me to get your guidance. If we get an affirmative Soviet response on the summit, and if the Chinese insist on an early summit in December, the way to have these two, and he wanted to know if you would authorize him to...
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Don't go. I'll see the Soviet and have a return Soviet meeting next year. We got to get everything out of the way before July. Nothing more than after that. We'll just summit and see. Nations. I guess it's a little bit, yes. And also they need us against the Japanese.
Exactly.
You know, we are, they must not be fighting with the Japanese. You know, the Japanese did 12 months before. And here's the Japanese over there needing breathing space. Who's going to keep the Japanese restrained? Who but America?
With all the economic power. This is right.
They need us. If they really think straight, they need us desperately.
This is very much back in the traditional power configuration there, where the United States has got to give them some hope, some kind of threat on Japan's flank, and some kind of a threat on Russia's. I think it's a natural alignment, but no sense kidding ourselves about the ideological problem. Those bastards are tough. They're just...
It's exactly the same, and will continue to be the same. It'll be a murderous problem. Not because it was so good, but because we were so goddamn naive. And we, the liberals, brought it on, didn't they?
They sure did. They brought on every problem we've had. You just look at that goddamn Defense Department. That was the liberal club that was brought in there.
And the McNamara crowd.
Exactly.
Those bastards came in. The Defense Department would never have done that in the days of Arthur Radford, would it?
They just didn't have that big thing there. They were using professionals and a handful of key and reliable political appointees who were an extension of the president's view. That's what it should be. But this was small Fulbright downgrading the professionals, getting all these intellectuals in there. They had no loyalty to anyone but themselves. But they're all fighting each other now, and this is going to be helpful. There's a real split developing among these.
Where?
Well, Walt Rostow calls me about once or twice a week, and there's a crisis of them on Clifford, and it's incredible. They are fighting among themselves.
somebody to do something screwed.
He's quite concerned about whether Henry's up to something in Paris. That I know. Well, he called yesterday and he said, what are all these stories that are coming from Mansfield?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I told him that obviously in our efforts to be sure that they didn't bolt on the Mansfield resolution and to keep the Congress together, we've made it very clear that they better hold with us.
That I thought all of them, we were negotiating in every track, in every channel.
They seem satisfied, so.
That's true.
And it is true.
We lied a little. We didn't lie at all. Reiner's has been talking to people.
That's right. So I told him that this was beneficial to keep this ambivalence and they keeps them on their mettles.
Okay.
Fine,
sir. Maybe be a little more dramatic, like the was weak militarily, poor economically. But the new nation Let us correct what is wrong. center. Just as blunt as that. That's a cheer line. We're not going to want the audience to cheer, but people out there, their hearts will cheer. You got that?
Yes, sir.
We hear what you want, but no, it is right. And then, another important thing, it is time to answer the malicious charge that this is an ugly country. The word ugly country is going to get it, because we've got beautiful country in the Andes. So let us be in some place. Okay, now, how the hell did you get all this in? I don't know. I took out your, the God word earlier, the word God earlier. It should be in some place, because
the mention of Sunday can take care of that, I think.
Yeah, it's not the right mark. Here, my other great source of our deep religious faith. What religious faith does it?
Yes.
Right? You see, I am not one that likes to use I've never done speeches, and my friend Billy Graham, Norman Fields, the rest of all the church, we might not be oriented, and Johnson, for both of them, you should, speak in a very familiar way about God and all that sort of thing, but I don't do it. It's not my style. I don't feel comfortable saying it. That's why I usually take it out when people suggest it in speeches, not because I don't believe it, but I don't say it. That's our way, in a Quaker way, so-called. Do you see what I'm getting at?
I do.
My imagining, but it's got to be a little more subtle, the way perhaps this guy.
Yes, sir.
We've still got to keep this man in. I think we've got to get it down to 1,400 words, so I don't know whether we're adding stuff here. I struck something out of his memory of this. I struck a little here on page 7. I struck out the third middle sentence, those countries that were prostrate for the unlimited American. I just moved possible to we are truly man's hope and his illusions. I struck out this is that you have to this to you. Tribute to us to this land of ours, it is elements of right. Struck out those sentences. I like this on top of page 8, I think it's good. Let us love her. But let us love her not because she is rich and not because she is strong, but because America is a good country and we're nothing. But that's a very powerful line. I have used it on occasions before groups. They want to hear it said.
Yes, sir.
Not because she's good, but she's a good country. And then if you just move without any transition to the conclusion, for a conclusion, you never need a transition. The conclusion should come always on the bang. And it's well to move completely away, totally away from what you've been talking about. The difficulty with most writing is in the speech writer in the field is in writing you must always have a transition if you're writing an editorial or something like that. But in a speech, it sometimes has much more impact if you move to a completely different thing. Rather than say, a very appropriate reminder is this story, or that reminds me of a story. You tell a story. That's what you do it in a speech. But in a conclusion particular, you could suddenly stop, you pause, and you move, voice change. 112 years ago, is an emotional lift to it.
Well, when you put the story of Sergeant Carl Taylor on the end of your last Vietnam report on television, you did it just that way. I think it was tremendously effective. It shifted. And people could see that you were moving to something of your own. And
this will be a shift, too. I will do this when the man lives.
Yes, sir.
The last. Almost.
Well, you know the story. You don't need to read it.
Well, I can't live that continuing promise. I should be able to go now, except we've got a tight time there. But would you mind taking these thoughts?
I'd be happy to.
I don't know whether you... Or not. Do you disagree? Do you think maybe you should have tried to fool around this spirit thing? If you do, say so.
No, I think that you're right.
I think it
to be more explicit about it.
What?
To be more explicit.
Well, to say that we're not really being, we're really not being much more explicit because we're taking out a government-based research. That is certainly not needed. But to get in the idea, I think two things I want to get in. One, the country 195 years ago. Well, maybe it's just as well. If you're going to leave something out, to leave out. Well, no, I like to call the imagination the word. Not because of the French. Off the top of your head, how it sounds, feels good to you about that point. In other words, this whole area of how we make the point 195 years ago, this country had, the point that we're proving is that wealth and arms did not make a country great. That America was great because of its poorer goods and but rich in spirit. And today, and I certainly want to leave that in, we are rich in spirit and we are beautiful. Now, I want to get that. But how do you feel that, how does that strike you now? Because if you've got some other thoughts, I mean, I think if you get more guidance on it, let me know. Maybe you just want to go and work and play with it and see what you want.
Well, I have a pretty clear picture of the direction that you laid out.
I'm not sure. I want to get your thought on it, too. My direction may be wrong.
I do think that we can't just say America was strong in spirit or rich in spirit. We've got to explain that a little bit and make the point that it did indeed catch the imagination of the world.
Yeah,
it held the imagination of the world.
It caught the imagination of the world because they believed in themselves. They believed, they had faith, they believed in themselves. They believed in themselves. They believed in their country and their nation. And they believed in ideals. We don't need to tell them, say what they are, that we're bigger than themselves or bigger than America, as big as the world, something like that. Anyway, I don't know that that says what the spirit is, but it implies it. Maybe that's all we have to do. That's all we ever do. The other thing I feel is very important to make is this idea, is to say that we hear too much about what's wrong. Somewhat in terms I had there. I want to say that we cannot allow what is wrong about America, the blindness about what is wrong, blindness as to what is right. And then you could move directly. The way you move, incidentally, having the painting in the center is very good. Those tie together nicely, don't they?
I think so.
Maybe what I have said about what is wrong and what is right should come at the bottom of page 7.
I think so.
I think that's where it belongs, and that's something. Let us love America, not the worship. I think that's where it can come if you could work on the paragraph. I think it's not too much. They're cracking too many words here again. Well, we've cut it some, though, aren't we?
I think with the cut that you've made, that we'll come out actually a little shorter than we are now.
It is. Well, why don't you take a walk, see what you can do with it, huh?
One question on where you want to talk about. We hear so much of what is wrong. Do you want to mention, as you did just now, we hear it on television, we read it in the newspapers, because I know that this is sometimes gets...
That's too sensitive.
Well, they say the president's sitting out of the press.
Yeah. Yeah, the hell, don't say that.
Just say we hear it. Everybody knows.
We hear it. Day after day, we hear so much. Just say day after day.
Yes, sir.
Without saying on the press on the night or something. That's all right, though. Day after day. Because we do. We hear it in the Congress, too. Here in the Rotary Club, day after day, we hear something. We hear it in the high school.
Here at college students, a lot of students different from
students. Right, so I just say day after day, we hear what is wrong. We're flooded with stories. I'm expressing that. Yeah, I know it. I see them. I have others who came from there. They're guilty, but others are guilty too. Well, I want you to take it and try a little.
Yeah, I worked for Ron. For a year.
Oh, I think you did. So you're sensitive on that. Yeah. Well, sorry. That's a good place to do it. Now, you can come back on that for a meeting. How long? You do this tomorrow?
It won't take you much more than an hour. It's
fine. Well, why don't you go back? It's now. It's 11. It's 11. Shall we say? Well, whenever you're through, say by...
Between 11:30.
say 12 o'clock.